What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California, coming off a really good first hour. We had Kyle Williams on and getting a lot of reaction to it. I've got Damian Lillard scheduled to join me later on this hour. I know he's a little under the weather, so we're chasing him. We're efforting him. We'll see how that goes. Fingers crossed. Dabo Swinney in hour number three. Live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, and remember, new year, new us. Call today. Be better. Do better. You can. I know you can. All of you can. Good, good first hour. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. The Antonio Brown story, of course, is huge. It was amazing. It took me so long yesterday to cover everything that had happened at the end of the season, and then took me even longer today to cover everything that happened since yesterday. And there's still more. And my thing was, since I spent about 15 minutes at the very top of the program laying it all out, I don't want to do that all over again. I do want to say this. I'm concerned about AB. Not concerned about where it leaves him with Pittsburgh. Not concerned about where it leaves him in the NFL. Not concerned about where it leaves him with his rep. I'm concerned that he cannot keep this up until July. In other words, we don't need this right now, AB. We don't need this right now, and it might not even be the best thing for you. Right now, we've got so many other things to focus on, so many other things to talk about. We've got the NFL wildcard weekend. We've got the national championship game coming up. We have the NBA in full swing. If you start this up after the NBA finals, it's going to go so much further. That's when we need it. I don't need 8 months of this. I need 8 weeks of this from July through August. You see, this is where Brett Favre was a genius. He knew the news cycles. He knew when there was a slow news period and that he could dominate. See, he knew that was Favre's genius. My question is, how the hell are you ever going to top hippo mask singing? A hippo mask singing competition with Robin Thicke and Jenny McCarthy. You'll never top that, AB. Yet you came out of the blocks with it. You led with it. It's impossible. Impossible to top. And you left it out there already. We don't need this now. I need it. Oh, I need it. We just don't need it right now. Come on, man. Think. This email is directed to Vance Mac. Thank you 1,000 times for having Kyle on today. After all the AB, Big Ben talk, we true NFL fans, or we need a true NFL man to talk to. Kyle is first class in every way. Congrats to Kyle on his career and good health in retirement. DJ in the 716. Unwore diva wideouts and overfed QBs. So what I'm hearing from Steeler fans, there's a contingency saying, get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here. We're not having it. And then there's a part of the Steeler fan base that's saying, no, wait a minute. Why is the fat quarterback skating? It's not me. I'm not saying that. But a lot of you are. This guy just did. Unwore diva wideouts and overfed QBs. Romy, as long as we're leaving things back in 2018, maybe we can leave behind the ban on bum smack and personal appearance as well. Roland in Pittsburgh. Hey, Roly, new year, new us. Roly, you're not about that life. At least I thought you weren't. You're better than that. Come on, man. You're repping the 412. Do better. Be better. New year, new us. Be better. Do better. Call today. Dear Jim, new year, zoo us. Yours, the big unit, SJP, and Mike Glennon. Brett from Bugahaw. Wore that Anderson Cooper gag noise after especially bad emails and tweets. So not this one. I don't know. Let's try it. Hold on, Alvin. Let's see. Oh, here's an email. Let's see. Dear Jim, New Year, zoo us. Yours, the big unit, SJP, and Mike Lennon. Brett from Bugahaw.
For real? Are you kidding?
It's not bad, Brett. Not a bad idea.
I don't drink.
One more email. Rome, please note that I have left the locker room open for the team to pull any item that they would like from Antonio's locker. All items must go. Signed, the Steelers locker room manager. John in Huntington Beach, more an update on Hawks marathon training. I think I can do that. All right, so remember, last hour we had an email from a detective in New York at the Amherst, New York Police Department talking about how foolish Hawk was. Adam Hawk, the EP of this show, is trying to run a marathon, and he's learning to do so online. Bought himself a nice pair of running shoes, went down to a vacation home in San Diego, spent some time with the fam, went out for a run, came back, left the shoes on the porch. They got ripped off. And you're asking for an update. All you have to do is ask. I can oblige. Go ahead, Adam. Put on your cans. And by the way, those shoes that got ripped off, how many runs had you had in those shoes?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were new.
They cost you how much money?
I don't like the $140.
Yeah, I don't like to ask you. That's expensive. That's a lot of dough. I know what you make, Hawk. That's a lot of money for you to be that reckless. All right, so what are you going to do? Like, does this mean since you had your shoes ripped off, are you going to quit and not run this marathon? Or are you going to find a way to get around it? Are you going to go Zola Bud and run barefoot? Now what?
First off, what is Zola Bud? And second off, I have to get new shoes. I have to run this marathon. It's a non-refundable entry fee of $170. So yesterday,
dude, you lost so much money being an idiot.
Yeah,
think about that, man. The smog check,
the car getting towed, getting fleeced at Hyundai,
right?
Paying for a cat tattoo.
It's incredible, man. How your decision making has cost you and your family and your kids so much money.
Breaking a lease. Yep. Yeah. So I went to a boutique running store yesterday. They have specialty stores for running.
Boutique.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not like a giant store. It's like,
yeah, I know what the word boutique means. You just mispronounced it. But anyway, go ahead.
So I went to this running store and
did you eat a tomato before you went to that boutique?
I did. And okay. I had a plan. I was working a plan because this boutique.
Because your plans always go so well, Hawk.
This one went actually really well. So they film you on a treadmill and they size you up and they measure your feet and they do 3D
scans. Like getting
scans.
Custom clubs.
Exactly. And, you know, I've read online that you should have the right shoes for marathon running. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll go have the experts put me in the right shoe.
At the boutique.
So I went and they spent about 40 minutes with me sizing me up and watching my form and presenting shoes. And, you know, I told the...
Dude, why would it take more than 4 seconds to size you up?
Well, I have, you know, some...
Bag. Just kidding, huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I said, hey, go ahead and bring me out a pair. I'd love to try them on. And that I had a plan the whole time.
Dude, so are we talking like treadmill, videotaping?
Treadmill, 3D scanning, all that stuff. Measuring, it was great. The whole nine. And so she brings out the shoes, and they're these sweet Nikes. And I'm like, I'm all in my head. I'm like, okay, this is absolutely what I want. But I had the plan, and the plan was
Before you tell me the plan, can I just say this? She was probably working her ass off. Working hard to get that commission, doing as good a job as possible, right? You for 40 minutes.
Yeah. She spent a lot of time.
You put her through the paces.
Yeah. She asked how training was going. She looked at like some of my runs and everything. She gave great advice. So she brings out these shoes. I try them on. They're absolutely perfect. I love them. I would walk away with them in a second. And then I saw the price tag, $140. And I was like, okay. So I specifically asked her if she could bring me out a different color, knowing full well that I wasn't going to buy the shoes. I just needed to shake her for a second. So she went to the back, and I took a picture of the shoe box, and then she brought back the new color, and I said, well, I'm sorry. I was looking for something more flamboyant. You know, I like to run in flamboyant-looking bright shoes,
what?
Which is actually
what?
True. But the whole point was to get the picture of these shoes so I could go home and get them on Amazon for half the price, which I did. So I shook her and said, I'm going to have to think about this. And she said, well, what's to think about? You love the shoe. I've got them here.
Oh, I love the power clothes. Look at her. I love that.
You can't take time off from training. You need to be in these shoes as soon as possible.
Oh, she's good.
And I said, yeah, that's true, I guess. But
I love her. She's good.
yeah, you know, we spent a lot of money in December for Christmas, so I'm going to have to think about it. And she said, okay, I will.
Because she knows that a D-bag like you, the second you're out the door without those shoes, there's no way you're coming back in, bag. She knew. And I'll tell you what else she knew, that nonsense about, oh, it's not flamboyant enough for me.
That is actually kind of true, but I would have walked away with those shoes. But I knew in the back of my head that...
Huck, you would not have walked away with those shoes. Your whole plan going in was to find a shoe you liked and then to get it on Amazon for cheaper.
And I did, because I went home and I found them on Amazon for $80.
That's fine. Just stop lying to me about how you would have walked out if the shoe was flamboyant enough, because you wouldn't have.
Fair enough.
You saved how much money by doing that?
$140 minus $80. So help me out, Keith.
$60.
$60. 60. What is it? 60. Okay, 60.
Your IQ or how much money you saved? I wish you would have just called you on that. She knew. She knew what? She hadn't seen that scam before? She hadn't heard the old, they're not flamboyant enough line before. She's heard that a million times.
Yeah.
She'll see right through you, Hawk.
I felt bad. I was going to buy one of those water bottles that attaches to your hand that you have to have when you run long distance.
Yeah, you felt bad, Hawk.
And then I saw the price tag on that, took a picture of that, and then got that on Amazon for $10
less. Did you say that the water bottle was not flamboyant enough either? What does that even mean, not flamboyant enough?
Nike makes these really cool shoes in various colors that are very, very loud. And I like the loud apparel.
Hawk, you really are trying hard to get people to look at you, aren't you? Cat tats, flamboyant water bottles. Dude, you are working really hard to get people to look at you.
Prime Shipping will have the package on my doorstep in one day, which also makes me nervous because the last pair of shoes on my doorstep
got
stolen.
I was just
going
to say, I can't tell you how badly I want somebody to rip that thing off right as it gets there. I so badly want those things to get stolen. I'm rooting for you to get ripped off again, Hawk, after you treated her the way you did.
Yeah, I deserve it.
If you were trying to get people to hate you more than some people hate Antonio Brown, I think you succeeded.
Thank you.
You owe her an apology.
I'll apologize to her. I'll come see her after the marathon, let her know the shoes she recommended were great.
Wow, Hawk. You're getting baggier by the second. If I were you, I'd quit while you were well behind. All right, well, there's the update. Great story, Hawk. Good talk, Hawk. Really good talk. This guy asked for an update, and there you have it. Every time Hawk leaves this building, I have no idea what's going to happen to him. He's going to get his car stolen. He's going to mess with somebody. But it's all going to come back, Hawk. You keep treating people like that, it's going to come back. I promise you. And not in a good way. Not in a good way. Hawk's like, Hey, Keith, 4 minus 2, how much is that?
The simple math says that.
Hey, Keith, you went to college, right? What is 1 plus 1? Damian Lillard coming up at 40 past this hour. Rome, you went to South Beach. You're an L.A. native and went to the one place on the East Coast that strives to be like L.A. It seems kind of like somebody from Oakland going to Detroit for vacation. That's fair. That is fair. That is fair. I said yesterday, it's Dan in Richmond. We had not taken a vacation like that. The reason we went to South Beach is, number one, I wanted to find a beach. I know lots of beaches. I want to find heat. We're not, even though we owned a home in Montana for, I don't know, maybe 10 years, we are not cold weather people. Even though my son may be going to Wisconsin, University of, we are not cold weather people. Not generally. Given the choice between the two, I love the mountains, but given the choice between the two in the winter, I'd rather find a beach than a mountain. So we got started late. We normally would try to go to Mexico. We love Mexico. The Caribbean wasn't feeling like that European thing. Don't make me sound like a bag, all right? I save up my money so the family can vacation together because those are our best memories. Fact. So we like to take an end-of-the-year vacation, especially with Jake going away to college after this summer. But we got caught up. We got behind. We didn't book. We couldn't get in. If you try to book something like that late, you get jammed up. I'm not like Hawk. You know, I don't go to a store and say, hey, do this. Can I try that? Oh, you know what? It's just not flamboyant enough. I'm going to think about it. And then run home and get on my laptop and get it for half price. I don't know. I treat the service retail industry with a little more respect than that. Essentially, I treat people with more respect than that. Anyway, the reason we went to South Beach is because we ran out of other options and I didn't have any better ideas. I'm not saying there aren't better ideas or different ideas. I'm saying I didn't have any. Like, hey, Dan, Hey, smart guy, where were you when I needed you? Where were you when a few weeks before that vacation, I'm up in the middle of the night like, well, where can we go? Where can we go? What can we do? Where can we go? Where can I go where they're not going to mark it up 1,000% because I'm late? That's why we went to South Beach, because I did not have a better idea. And the fact is, I went there and I loved it. We all loved it. I mean, in a way, do I really have to justify going to Miami? It was cool. I mean, yeah, I'm from Southern California. We've got beaches here. One thing I want to say, I feel like we have the best beaches here. Malibu, Laguna. We've got amazing beaches. But I got to tell you something. The water here, cold as hell. Cold as hell. And a little murky. South Beach water, man. That was bath water. That was sweet, clear, and warm. Loved it. And let me tell you something. The show, you get a show at Malibu, you get a show at Laguna, but not the show that I got at South Beach. I'm not going to sit here and defend that. It was a good vacation. I would do it again. Come on, man. I stayed in a hotel that had a Mr. Chow's in the lobby. So amazing. That is an incredible restaurant. What a great spot. The ceilings going up like 80 feet helped. Visually, it was stunning. All right. Anyway, Damian Lillard coming up at 40 past, I hope. He's a little under the weather. He's trying to play through. Dabo Swinney, Clemson head football coach, coming up at 11:40 Pacific. When we come back, maybe a take on the Lakers, going to an interview with Damian. Or telephone calls. Let's bang them. 1-800-636-8686. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Sunday, playoff time, the road to the Super Bowl 53. Super Bowl 53 on CBS gets even more intense. Phillip Rivers driving the Chargers into Baltimore. They're going to face a tough Ravens defense. Rookie sensation quarterback Lamar Jackson. How about that matchup? Phil Rivers and Lamar Jackson. Should be a wild, wild card game. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep. 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Can't wait. It all gets underway. Wild card weekend. It is going to be strong. 1-800-636-8686. Hawk, I'm trying to help you. I really am. But you just keep doing extremely foolish things. Foolish and baggy. Look, man, I'm older than you. I've seen a few things, done a few things, been through a few things. Open your mind up, man. Stop bagging it up. At The Real Left Hook tweets, Hawk is flamboyant. I'm shocked. Robert tweets, Adam, I have thought that Rome was too tough on you in the past. Well, I was wrong. You are a D-bag. After hearing how you jammed that nice lady at the sneaker store, unwore the sparrow. Mike, 90255 tweets, bag move of the new year by Adam Hawk with his gypsy shoe tactic. Is he going to wear flamboyant dolphin shorts with his new shoes? Ross in No-Town tweets, Hawk is right. You can always get things cheaper online. Signed, Guy with Mail Order Bride. I'm trying to talk about the Lakers. Let's go to the phones. We go to Connecticut. Lou in Connecticut. It's good to have you, Lou. Happy New Year.
Afternoon, Romy. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Lou, how about you? What's up?
Romy, a couple of things. First of all, I'm with you on South Beach. Great place. Nice warm water. Nightlife, unbelievable. Good choice. You could have done a hell of a lot worse than South Beach, Romy, number one.
My man.
Also, I want to say one thing. Finally, I think all the Giants fans with their 3-13 season can find a little grace in the fact that I think Eli is finally on his way out. The rumors around are that Eli has finally run his course with his bad play and his gassed out performance is finally shaking everybody up around Giants land out here, and we're kind of really happy because if they were able to get a fifth or sixth pick in the draft, they can do a hell of a lot better for a new QB. And everyone had wishes that, geez, why couldn't they have started Eli with someone to train this season? And that was set way back. But again, you got to thank that Barkley. He's a stud. That Barkley's a stud.
You know what I have to say about that, Lou? Man, you're right about everything. Rack him. See, Lou understands. Lou understands. And by the way, you know how many guys I saw and heard on South Beach that sounded and looked like Lou? It was awesome. He said the beaches are incredible. The water is incredible. The nightlife is incredible. You could have done a hell of a lot worse than South Beach, Romy. Right. Exactly. I'm not going to apologize for it. He's also right about Eli Manning. You know, it's been nice. It's been great. It's been fine. He's done. He's done. Move on. I don't even have a huge issue. Bit of an issue. Not a huge issue with them not taking one of the quarterbacks who was on the board and taking Saquon Barkley. You know the argument that you don't take any running back. You do not take any running back that high in the draft. I don't know. Look at Ezekiel Elliott. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. Where would they be right now without Ezekiel Elliott? You tell me who's more valuable to the Cowboys, Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott? Granted, they got Prescott later down. I'm not saying it's an issue or it was the wrong move to take Saquon Barkley where they did. The guy is a stud. The guy is a stud.
He's
an unbelievable
stud.
Running back.
Barkley's a stud.
The argument is, I don't care. At this point, you don't take Jim Brown that high in the draft. Yes, you do. And I'm not saying Saquon Barkley is. I'm saying this guy's a stud. Potentially an all-time great. Eli had a nice career. Eli had a nice run. Eli's got nothing left. Eli at this point is like Peyton in the end. And Peyton got to the finish line, dropping parts and oil. Couldn't throw the ball, hash mark to hash mark, but they somehow got him to the finish line, got himself another ring. Eli's not delivering anybody a ring at this point. It's time to move on. So, yes, they haven't exactly given this guy a ringing endorsement. It looks like the end is near, but who are you going to replace him with? I still would rather face that prospect than the prospect of Eli Manning getting under center and trying to sling it for another year, or even worse, two. Giants fans, if you want to jump in there and talk about what Lou did, you go right ahead. Have you seen enough of Eli? Or if you're being pragmatic, are you going to ask, yeah, well, who are they going to replace him with? Where do you go from here? Or is the answer pretty much anything at this point is as good or better? When we return, I'm going to effort Damian Lillard, Trailblazers guard. I know he's a little bit under the weather. We'll see if maybe we can make that happen. Dabo Sweeney definitely coming in hour number three. My thoughts on the Lakers and OKC. Laker fan, very un-Laker fan-like to show up early, stay late, and boo Paul George. Want to get into all that drama. And Steven Adams calling it bull bleep. First up, here's a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Actually, a ton of NBA to talk about. I want to get into the Lakers and the Thunder last night. OKC comes to town. That meant Paul George was in L.A. Laker fan was not having any of that. Remember when it looked like they might have a shot at making a deal for him? Laker fan was all about that. And then when he decided to stay in OKC, Laker fan was waiting for him last night, and he gets over. They boo him on his introduction. They boo him when he gets into foul trouble. Didn't matter. He got over. He gets over. They win, and they did it on a night when Russ Westbrook was terrible shooting the ball. So he gets the last laugh there. I want to talk about that. Also, James Harden. For some reason, we're not having a conversation about him. For some reason, we're not talking about him, and he's doing things that have never been done before, even things that he's never been done before or he has never done before. So I want to have that conversation too. Damian Lillard is going to join me momentarily. So a ton of NBA to get to on a big football day. NFL weekend, wildcard weekend coming up. As I effort Damian Lillard, I've got a moment or two. Dabo Sweeney coming up in the third hour. Let's go to the phones really quickly. Got to get this guy in to start 2019. Matt in L.A. Hey, Matt, how are you? Happy New Year.
Vance, Happy New Year, man. Hey, from Corona Del Mar to Boca Raton and South Beach, you're welcome. You are now rocking with the CBS Sports Net. and it's in your system like the greenery. Hey, real quick, Romy, for a memo to everybody out there, if you're still rocking those stupid reindeer antlers and reindeer tail on your car, please, just stop already. It was dumb to begin with, and enough. We're in January. Okay, anyway, Romy, as far as Bag Ben Bratzenberger's, I'm one of the few that feels like he's skating right now. I mean, let's go over a few things of 2018. He faked being hurt against the Raiders. He helped cement multiple come-from-ahead losses against powerhouses like the Donkeys and the Raiders. And when has Bag Ben ever come into the jungle? I know our boy AB was on the Jim Rome podcast, if I remember, and I know he's been multiple times. So I'm not team Bag Ben whatsoever. You know what I mean? As far as the Lakers, I think it's growing pains. They're going to be all right, especially once Rondo and LeBron get back. And L.A. fan, come on, man. Have a little more class than booing dude, man.
Sorry about that, Matt. It's not really fair to say it wasn't a good call. It was the same as all of his calls. But as promised, we are joined right now by a guard for the Portland Trailblazers. He is a three-time All-Star, an All-NBA first-teamer. He was the 2013 Rookie of the Year, a recipient of the November NBA Cares Community Assist Award. 25 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds in Tuesday's win over Sacramento. OKC is at Portland tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Damian Lillard. Damian, Happy New Year. Great to have you on. How are you? Oh! That did not go well. It was an awesome intro, though. Give me that. It was an awesome intro. Matt's like, I didn't even get to say outro. Anyway, I'll try and reset that for you. I don't know. Maybe Dame heard Matt and said, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to follow that guy. No way am I going to follow that guy. In any event, we will recover, scramble, find Damian Lillard, who's having another huge year. And again, the recipient of the November NBA Cares Community Assist Award. My man is an all-star on the floor and off it. I know that sounds trite, but it's true. Definitely true. And I've got him back. We're joined right now by Damian Lillard. Damian, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good, man. Listen, I know you're a little bit under the weather, so I really appreciate you making the effort today. You're coming off a win on Tuesday night where you might not have been feeling your best, but you battled. You scored 7 of the team's final 9 in regulation, including the bucket that tied the game, and then you put it away in overtime. So what's a win like that on the road in a tough spot say about this team?
I mean, I think it just shows our character. You know, it was really a collective win for us, and we didn't play a great game offensively, but I think defensively we were present. We played physical. I thought we were pretty consistent. We had a pretty tough third quarter, but we showed who we are as a team. You know, we're on the road against a team who's playing really well at home. They make comebacks. You know, they make runs. They play fast, and we just found a way to get it done, even though it wasn't one of our best nights.
Damian Lillard is my guest. You know, last week you went to Oakland and you played the Warriors in Oakland for the final time. As somebody who is from Oakland, what was it like to go back there for the final time before the team moves on to San Francisco? What was that night like?
I mean, it's always a pleasure for me to go back and play in front of my family and friends. You know, every time I come there, it's a large group of people who I know is in the stands and who is watching and is going to be waiting to see me after the game. So that's a great feeling, you know, by itself. But to be able to go and play against, you know, the defending champs and come up with a win the way we did, you know, it was a great way to finish, I guess, my time playing in that arena.
It's one of my favorite topics. Some of the great guards that came out of Oakland, you, Jason Kidd, Brian Shaw, Gary Payton, there's been so many. You used to go to Warriors games back in the day, and they weren't especially good at that time. So the legend has it, you and your brother and cousin pretty much had a full run of the place because there just weren't that many fans there. What were those days like, and what were Warrior players? What were some of the players that you remember from that era?
It was real different. It was very much different than it is now. Me and my brother, my cousin, after the game, we would walk through the tunnel. We didn't have passes or nothing like that. We would walk through the tunnel. be in the back. And, you know, what I know now is because I'm an NBA player, the room that we would always end up in was the media room. And there would be, like, food and hot dogs and drinks and stuff in there. And I just remember after the game, we would just walk back there every game, and we'd be eating and drinking sodas out of there. And then we would keep walking around the back, and we would end up walking out where the players walk out of the locker room. So we would just get all their autographs, and it would be like a Donald Foyle, Mookie Blaylock, Larry Hughes, Von Tego Cummings, Tony Farmer, Terry Cummings, Antoine Jamison. It was like around that time. Bob Serra, John Starks. It was like around that time. But I remember every game we did the same thing. So, I mean, it was much different than it is now.
Dude, that's incredible. That's incredible that you would see guys like that at that age. Not only that you had a free run of the place, but, man, I feel like I'm aging out, Damian, because guys like that I used to put on the show, man. Anton Jamison, he was a great guy. Bobby Sura used to come on the program. Yeah. Terry Cummings was a cool dude, too. They were all good dudes.
Yeah, they were. They were, and they all signed. They all signed. So, I mean, we would walk out, and, like, they would literally be walking right out of the locker room, going into the parking lot that they parked, and we would just be standing there, just three of us, and they would stop and sign, and it was cool, man.
You know, you remember that. I mean, that made an impression upon you. They all signed. Like, a lot of fans know about the work that you've done in schools with the Respect program, supporting anti-bullying work as well, increased attendance, developing a more positive culture among students. That said, there's a lot of stuff that you still do away from the spotlight that nobody knows about. So when you went to those games and these guys signed, you remembered that. You looked up to those guys. What's it mean to you now to know the kids look up to you and idolize you, and they're going to remember when you stop and sign?
I mean, it means a lot, you know. And that, you know, there was times where I met players outside of that environment that, you know, just didn't sign. And, you know, I didn't hold a grudge against them. Maybe one or two times I was like, man, that was messed up. But, you know, I understand what it means. I know that, you know, it's something that people don't forget. It goes a long way, you know, and it doesn't take too much time. But, you know, sometimes you just, you know, maybe you're at dinner and you're trying to enjoy time with your family. I know I understand both sides, but, you know, probably say 90-95% of the time I try to be the guy that's, you know, willing to go the extra mile for somebody who I know is going to mean a lot to.
I know you wouldn't say so, but you know I want to ask you who wouldn't sign. Who is the one guy who wouldn't sign? But you're not going to tell me.
No, I'll tell you. I remember I was in Bayfair Mall. Me, my dad, and my brother, and Joe Smith was on the Warriors. And he was in the mall, and he was walking in the mall. And my dad was like, tapped me and my brother, like, look, there goes Joe Smith. And me and my brother sprinted over there. It was him and one other dude with him. And I was like, hey, man, can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? I was just asking for all kind of stuff. I was an energetic kid. And he just looked at me, and he just turned his head, like, didn't really acknowledge it. And then the dude that was with him was like, nah, man, not right now. And my dad, like, kind of stayed back, and my brother just, like, kind of grabbed me. He was like, man, let's go. He garbage anyway. And my brother loved Joe Smith, so when he said it, I knew he was just saying it because he was bad. But my brother just grabbed me like, man, come on. So, like, that was, like, the only one where I was like, oh, that was messed up.
Wow, dude. I'm so glad you shared that story. I'm not sure Joe Smith is, but he's getting what he deserves. I mean, come on, man. Take the picture. Now, I love his guy going, no, man, not now. Not now. We're going to a Wetzel's Pretzels. Man, can't you see that? We're in the mall. Come on, man. Take the picture.
Yeah, that was like the raise the roof years, man. Everybody loved Joe Smith.
I know, right? Damian Lillard joining us. You know, you capped off last week's game in Oakland with that 26-footer over Steph Curry. 6.3 seconds left in overtime to get the win. I mean, it's not like you haven't hit big shots before, but that shot in Oakland over that guy for the win, how'd that one feel?
It felt good. I mean, like I said, to be the last game that I'm going to play in Oakland, in that arena against the best team in the league, a game that we needed to win, you know, just the timing of it, the team we was playing, and, you know, it being my hometown, you know, I think that made it all even better. So, you know, it felt great.
You know, when we talk about hitting shots under pressure, Damian Lillard, my guest, you know, you've hit it so many times or done it so many times, there's now a name for it. It's Dame Time. It's something that you've done over and over again since you got into the league. Is it something you can train for and prepare for, or is that ability to kind of remain calm under pressure, is it something that somebody's born with, or is it a combination of both?
I don't know if I say you was born with it, and I also don't know if you can work on it. You know, I think you can really work on your game to the point where you just believe in it so much. I think that's what I've done. I know in my heart that I really, really work on my stuff hard, so I really believe in it. And just knowing that I really worked on it also helps me dealing with failure. It's like I know that sometimes you're just not going to make it, you know, but I know that I'm giving myself the best chance to be successful so I can live with, you know, if it doesn't go my way. So that when I don't make those shots, you know, it doesn't break me down or make me lose confidence. Or in a game, if I'm not shooting well, it doesn't, you know, make me feel any way about taking those last shots. So I think that's what it comes down to, is just, you know, what you do to make yourself believe. And I believe in my work. You know, I believe in what I'm capable of. So I can deal with the failure of it. And I think once you get to the point where you can deal with the failure, then, you know, you'll have a lot of success.
Damian Lillard's my guest, playing a little bit under the weather. You know, Damian, you sound great today, and I know you're not feeling great, but you sound great. So yeah. I've got to ask you, you're big on nutrition, you're big on eating clean. Yeah. If you're not feeling well, what's some good go-to get-well grub? I mean, are we green tea? Are we chicken noodle? What do we do?
I mean, yesterday I had about 3 or 4 big bowls of chicken noodle soup. But it, for me yesterday, it was, like I said, chicken noodle soup. And I just tried to, you know, keep fluids. I was drinking cranberry juice, orange juice. I was drinking a bunch of water. I was drinking different teas. Had me a hot toddy.
Dude, you're legit sick, man. You are legit sick. Did it help? Did it work?
It helped because I felt terrible a few days ago. And I still, you know, I'm still sick right now. Probably can hear it in my voice, but. I feel much better than I did, so you know, I'm getting better.
My man, I'm not going to keep you too long. Last thought, did you say hot toddy?
Yeah.
Little whiskey? Little whiskey?
Yeah.
What kind of whiskey?
I'm not sure. My girlfriend picked it up. She picked up a bunch of stuff. She looked up how to make it, so you know, I trusted her with that one.
So is that better than the chicken noodle? Had to be, right?
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect with it.
Perfect. So last month, my last question for you, you broke out the Adidas Dame 5 with the Chinese New Year colorway. You and I have talked in the past about how much pride you have in the fact that you've got that signature shoe. What's it like now getting to the Dame 5? How much pride do you take in the entire line?
I mean, I take a lot of pride, and I think it's, you know, anytime something represents you or has your name on it, I think you've got to have a lot of pride in it and a lot of care with it, you know, and that's how I feel about having a signature shoe. And part of that is, you know, keep honoring that and, you know, doing the things that allowed you to have it so you can continue to, you know, add to that. You know, you see the guys that have, you know, 14 and 15 and all that stuff, they had to keep working. So companies still believed in them to keep giving them that signature shoe. So I'm just happy that I've been able to hold on to that for these last 5 years. So, you know, hopefully we can continue more of it.
3-time All-Star, All-NBA First Teamer, 2013 Recipient of the Year, and a recipient of the November NBA Cares Community Assist Award, playing hurt and with a legendary jungle performance. Damian, I really appreciate you. I know that you do not feel well today. That sounded great. Thank you so much for playing through.
No problem. Appreciate you having me, man.
Appreciate you very much, Damian. Nice job. Happy New Year. Damian Lillard, that was awesome. That was such a good conversation. Not for Joe Smith, it wasn't. Wow. Joe Smith went first overall. That was incredible. Quote, he garbage anyway, is an amazing line. That's the early front runner for line of the year in 2019. Nah, man, we're not signing now. No pictures. We're not signing here. Not now. And he garbage anyway. Come on, man. Let's go. You imagine that. That's why you just sign. Because somebody like that's going to remember it. And by the way, Damian did not have to share that story. That's how jacked up that was that Joe Smith did him like that. That's not the kind of PR or pub that a guy would look for. Not that things went all that well for Joe Smith anyway. All right, we're coming back. Hour number 3, Dabo Sweeney coming up later on. Stay tuned.